Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is October the 22nd, 2019. You know, I got to learn that introduction, and I find myself whistling that thing throughout the day. But anyway, so it's just a blessing. So it's good to be able to be with you again and share another morning devotion. And you know, as I think about these morning devotions, I'm often wondering, as the deliverer of the devotions, I guess, I'm always wondering about the hearers. I'm always wondering what's going on in your life. How are you progressing in your walk with Christ? Are you being transformed? Are you struggling in certain areas of your walk? You know, it's not possible for me to know every one of you, and some of you I will never know. So this is why I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit, which will take what I share and apply it to your life. That's one good thing about it. Some of you that I'll never meet, you'll know I'm not talking to you specifically because I don't know you. My prayer is with these morning devotions that the Holy Spirit will take the devotions that I've shared with you and help you in your discipleship and transform your life into the image of Christ. You know, that's what discipleship is all about. Discipleship is about you being transformed from someone who followed the flesh in the past to one who now follows the Spirit, from one whose walk was displeasing to the Father to one who now walks like Colossians 1:10 tells us, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. That's our desire, that your walk, that you walk worthy of God of all pleasing, and you're fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. That's really a good summation point for someone's ministry. So the end result of what we're trying to do in sharing these morning devotions with you is to help you grow in your faith. And so the question might be, well, what type of growth would we desire for you? The type of growth that is desired is found in Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Wow. That's such a powerful verse there. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. This scripture really shares how we can grow in our faith. First, it says, blessed is the man who trusteth in the Lord. Of course, we know that no one will be able to be transformed if they are not trusting in the Lord. But what kind of trust do we mean? Well, the trust we mean must be the trust for life, the trust for eternal life. In other words, Jesus is the Lord of your life, and your hope for eternal life is in Christ. So the trust in the Lord means that we know we need to trust him. We know by nature we do not walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. So those who trust in the Lord know they have a need for transformation. And they know that transformation can only come by faith in Jesus Christ. So they trust in the Lord. Second, we grow in faith because our hope is in the Lord. Strong says here that hope is defined as security. We grow in our faith when we recognize that our life is secure in God. We can say that our eternal life is secure in God. In other words, we know that I have eternal life because my faith is not in me. My faith is in the finished work of Christ and what he's already accomplished. So I'm secure because I'm trusting him. We can also know that our walk is secure in God. What I mean by this is that we know that following our own path is futile. We know that following our own path does not bring hope, but it brings heartache. We know that following our own path doesn't bring security, but fear. We grow in our faith because we know we need to be transformed. And so our hope is in God, our security is in God, that He is going to transform us. But as I think about this, one scripture that always sticks in the back of my mind is 1 Corinthians 10:12, which says, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." You know, in this security that I have, I shouldn't be overly secure where I begin to become lazy, unconcerned, no longer diligent, no longer worried about walking in the faith, thinking that I stand, thinking I've got it all figured out, that I've got this Christian thing all figured out. I know everything there is to know and I've got it all figured out. If I come to that point, I need to beware because I'm about ready to fall. Pride cometh before a fall. You see, I'm leery of my own self. Anytime I think I have the Christian walk figured out, I begin to take heed. I do not want to fall because I'm filled with pride. It is only through transformation that the child of God can be changed from a child of darkness into a child of light. This only happens through the work of the Holy Spirit. And so the question is, are you being transformed? Are you being molded and conformed to the image of Jesus Christ? That's the purpose of these devotions, to help you be transformed so you can be well-pleasing to your Heavenly Father. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we thank you for saving your people. We are thankful that you sent your Holy Spirit to work in us according to your good pleasure. I pray, Lord, that your people would follow the Holy Spirit so they can be transformed from those who are not walking in a way pleasing to you into one who is. Thereby, they become fruitful and they are increasing in knowledge. I thank you, Lord, that you did not leave us in our sinful condition, but you drew us unto yourself. We're thankful that you're working in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Thank you for making us into the child of God. And I pray, Lord, that we each would share the hope that we have in you with others so they may enjoy the same security that we enjoy. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who makes it all possible. It is in His name we pray. Amen. Hope your week's off to a good start. We'll look forward to sharing with you more devotions this week. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark signing off.